Welcome, everybody, to the 8 o'clock hour of Robbie and Rexrode. I'm Joe Rexrode, running the point today. Mark Howard swishing 25-footers. Elijah Campbell producing. Robbie Stanley off in Cincinnati on an adventure with Ryan Porth. And we are very happy to welcome in our weekly guest on Fridays at 8 o'clock, Tyron Davenport, ESPN writer, podcaster extraordinaire, NFL expert. I trust TD as much as anyone on football matters, and certainly as we get here. We are inside 2 weeks, TD. How excited are you that we're finally getting here to the draft?
Hey, man, I'm extra excited because this is what it's about, man. It's like a kid about to unwrap new presents. And for the Titans, you know, it's what, 8 or 9 new ones. So definitely a time to be excited.
So the mock draft land, you know, ebbs and flows, and obviously so much attention on the top of the draft and the quarterbacks, as always, and who may, you know, go where, and you know, who may move down, move up. With the Titans at this point, TD, and we've talked about the importance of kind of big board, best available over straight up need, but
yeah,
how do you feel about just what would you anticipate if you had to guess right now? A stand at stick at 22, maybe a move up to grab someone they really like, or a move down and maybe add another pick in that top 100. What would you guess at this point?
I would guess Elijah Moore. I think that's going to be the pick, and I think it matches what the Titans want to do as far as getting someone that could stretch the field from the slot and just be that reliable slot option and help in the return game. I think he fills three needs. You know, it's a buy one, get two free. And I think when you look at the value right there, some personnel folks, some scouts tell me that his workout at Ole Miss was one of the best receiver workouts they saw. So that lets you know right there where the league is on him. So I would go Elijah Moore.
Okay, my antenna's up here a little bit, TD. Because was it Kuiper? Did Kuiper mock Moore to them, or someone did recently?
He did, yeah. Kuiper did.
All right, and you sound confident in this. Is this an educated guess at this point? In other words, you got some intel for us here?
Well, I know that they're very interested. I'll put it to you that way. I know that he's met with pretty high-ranking people within the Titans, including, you know, the position coach, which there are multiple receivers that have done that. But like I said, I think he really feels that need of what they want. So I would – my educated guess would be Elijah Moore.
That's very interesting.
We're speaking to Tyron Davenport, who, of course, covers the Titans for ESPN.com. So, Tyron, you know, assuming that's the way the Titans go – what's the quality of pass rusher that they could get in the ensuing rounds? And probably we'll talk about two and their two-thirds.
Yeah, see, that's the big question, right? The drop-off from, you know, your Ojulari's and Jalen Phillips to guys like Patrick Jones out of Pittsburgh. Rashad Weaver is a very good pass rusher, not getting much credit. Another Pitt guy. I think you could look at Patrick Johnson out of Tulane. He's another one, like a long pass rusher. He's like 6'7", 255, 265, uses that length to his power. Think, I'm not saying the same quality of player, but just the same style. Think like a Chandler Jones, like that type of edge guy. So, I mean, there are options, but there's clearly a drop-off from that top group. But, you know, the other thing is you never know. And sometimes you'll get a guy that'll be on the board in the second round that should have went in the first, and you can move up and get him, or, you know, he'll just fall to you, a la Christian Fulton to the Titans last year.
Now that you've had a few days to digest it, what's your take on Jim Schwartz and how he affects the Titans' dynamic on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, you know, I really like Jim Schwartz. It's interesting because, you know, so many times last year, there were questions about why are the corners playing off, right? Well, a lot of times in Philly, there were questions about why are these corners always going up on the line of scrimmage despite the fact that they're getting beat. So if there's anything that he's going to bring, the corners will be a little more aggressive, you know, if he has that input. But at the same time, I think the main thing for Jim Schwartz is just going to be his ability to find ways to get pressure with four. The Eagles did that really well with Derek Barnett, Fletcher Cox, Vinnie Curry, as well as Brandon Graham, you know. And I'm not saying the Titans have that same stable, but they do have a good group of guys up front that could make things happen. So I think that's going to help, which will only in turn help the secondary, because when you're able to get pressure with four, you could drop seven into coverage, and now it's a little bit easier to cover some of these really potent offenses.
Yeah, so go ahead, TD.
No, you're good.
Oh, sorry. Talking to Daron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation reporter, covering the Titans. And TD, you know, on the Schwartz front, you know, Mike Vrabel, John Robinson did a Q&A with fans, and I thought it was interesting. I guess it's not surprising, but, you know, still, like, Schwartz is going to have maybe some input here as they move into the draft. Another voice in the room, another, you know, a very seasoned, you know, successful coach giving some input on that. You and Mark both know Jim well. What kind of players, if you're thinking about the type of Jim Schwartz player on the offensive side of the ball, at any level, what would that be?
Well, I think it fits right with the type of Mike Vrabel and John Robinson player, and that's a guy that hashtag that dog. That's what you got to have in you to play for Jim Schwartz, and you have to have thick skin because he's going to coach you hard. And if you're one of those guys that has to be coddled and pulled aside and have stuff explained that way, I don't know that you're going to make it with Jim Schwartz, because he is going to ride players. Now, I'm not sure how much of an input and interaction with practice he'll have as this defensive assistant, but I know when he was the DC, he chewed players out. So you have to be able to endure that type of, you know, coaching. So I think really it all starts with you got to be a dog. You have to, you know, have that alpha mindset. And, I mean, that's what Jim Schwartz has, and that's what he wants in his players.
Teron, what's going on with a number of teams, you know, not going to have the players in person for OTAs or mini camps? What's going on around the league, and how are the Titans going to handle it?
Yeah, I'm not sure how the Titans are going to handle that, but, I mean, it's the players are standing up, you know, and they're saying that they would rather not report. And I think it's just it's the times that we're in, right? The pandemic, you know, has made everything different. I think these guys, I don't want to say taking advantage of it, but I think they're using this opportunity to not have to you know, go in. But it's really interesting because you have the guys who have parts in their contract which warrant them being at OTAs and those type of, you know, off-season stuff in order to get bonuses. So that's something that they're trying to get worked out. That's the big hiccup right now.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. So, TD, tell us about talking with TD. What are we looking at?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mentioned Patrick Jones a second, so he's on the show this week. I have Nico Collins, wide receiver out of Michigan. He's my top-rated X receiver, you know, and he's a second-round option that I could see if they don't go receiver in the first round. Then we also have Chase Barrett. He's a guard/center from West Virginia, and I topped it off with Hamza Nasruddin, and that dude is he's a body rocker, man. He'll come up and make plays in the box. He's a safety, so that's what we have this week.
Sounds good. All right, Teron Davenport, thanks so much. Great talking to you. Less than 2 weeks. We're almost there. TD, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend, man. We'll talk to you next week.
That's right. See you next week. Mark, I'll see you in a couple weeks, man. We're going to blow it up on draft day.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks, TD. And that's a great point. That we are going to have awesome draft coverage. We're going to have we're going to have Jared Stillman, Mark Howard. We're going to have TD and Chris Sanders, I believe. Is that right, Mark?
That's what I've been told.
There we go. So, we're going to have the best draft coverage around in town, so that's going to be fantastic. And when we come back on Robbie and Rex Show, we're going to react a little bit of what Teron was talking about. I'm very interested in this idea of Elijah Moore at 22 for the Titans. That's right up when we come back on Robbie and Rex Show.